Ahashiba Galaya. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Lift up your two hands where you are. Hands up, little. It's a Holy Ghost service. Lift your hands up. Say after me, Holy Spirit, welcome. Take your place in my life. Spirit of the living God, take your place. Now, that's right, the chance. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
He readeth the sovereign Lord all afresh on me. This place, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father, of mercy,
just sit 1 minute. Something is happening.
Omnipotent Father, have mercy.
Yokes are breaking and covenants of darkness are breaking. That spirit husband covenant is broken. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is forevermore. Consider of things by way of introduction very quickly, and then say about 8 benefits of joy, and we conclude. Number one, joy is a non-negotiable, irreplaceable asset of immeasurable value in the life of the child of God. Again, joy is a non-negotiable, irreplaceable, valuable asset in the life of the child of God. Second, the devil can only keep your goods if he can steal your joy. The enemy can only keep your goods if he can steal So if the devil has not touched your joy, he has not touched your portion. Thirdly, the joy of the Lord is the antidote for the dark climate of gloominess on the earth. The joy of the Lord is the antidote, the cure for the dark climate of gloominess on the earth. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you and his glory shall be seen. The joy of the Lord is the antidote. Another way to say it is, the joy of the Lord is our survival strategy in a world of negativity, pessimism, and sadism. The joy of the Lord is your survival strategy in a world of negativity, pessimism, sadism. That's what the world is. That's why he said in Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3, he said he will give you the garment of joy, of praise, instead of the spirit of heaviness. Finally, joy gives you access to what? Gives you access to what? Money, education, or connection can't give you. Access. And those, the access that joy gives you is what we shall be looking at. It gives you access where money, education can't give you. Because there are people with money who have no joy. There are people with education but without joy. I've seen PhD and seen professors who are very miserable. What does joy give you? Number one, joy establishes the presence of God around the life of the saint. The presence of God. That was what we read in Psalm 16, verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forever. It establishes the presence of God around the life of the saint. If you want to find where God is, find where joy is. Find where joy is. Find that life, that church. Anywhere joy is, God can be found. And I'm not talking of happiness, I'm talking of joy. Second, joy triggers the release of strength in the life of the child of God. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The presence of joy is the presence of strength. The absence of joy is the absence of strength. We are talking of mental strength, physical strength, spiritual strength. You are strong in the spirit. When they come to meet you in the dream, they find your strength. Thirdly, joy opens the channels of insight and inspiration. The channels of insight and inspiration. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3 said, with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. Joy gives you access to the wells of insight. Number four, joy is a tonic for health and vitality. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. We have always said that merriment is medicinal. Joy is therapeutic. Joyfulness equals healthfulness. Number five. Joy is doorway to potential release. Doorway. The prophetic potential. In Saul came out in the company of joy. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5 to 6. He was in that company where they were playing instruments. What he carried came out. Joy brings out content. Depression locks in content. When you see anybody who is sad, whatever they do, they could have done it better if they were not sad. Sixthly, joy facilitates answered prayer. Your joy attracts answers from God. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and in verse 20. He said, for he shall not much remember the days of his life. He said, because God answered him in the joy of his heart. God answered him in the joy of his heart. Maybe that was why Jesus would tell people, weep not first before he intervenes in their situation. He answered in the joy of his heart. Joy attracts answers from God.
And number seven,
joy facilitates progress and speed in life. Progress and speed in life.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 12. For you shall go out with joy, and you shall be led forth with peace. If you want to live where you are now, it must be with joy. If you are tired of where you have been kept, it must be with joy. You shall go out with joy. Without joy, you remain where you are.
Joy is a life and destiny accelerator. Life and destiny accelerator. To feel high is to fly high. Is to fly high. Without any doubt, an excited person will make more progress than a depressed person. Without any doubt. Without any doubt. You shall go out with joy and be led forth to this. So it's possible that when the devil wants to tie a person down, he baptizes them with depression. I'll speak more about that in the second service. Number eight. Joy facilitates victory in battle. Victory in battle. Victory in battle. In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20, it was by a shout of victory that the wall of Jericho collapsed. And victory was won. Almost without firing a shout. By a shout of victory. The wall collapsed. Victory won. The availability of joy is literally the guarantee of victory in battle. Literally. The guarantee. So do you see the level of disservice that many of us do to ourselves by enjoying depression? I'm feeling. You see, these days people use that word very. I'm depressed. I'm very depressed. I'm just feeling depressed. You don't need to have a place for depression in your life. Somebody asked me, Pigguswad, he said, how do you feel? He said, I don't ask me, Pigguswad, how he feels. I tell him what to feel. Because emotion determines motion. I tell him how to feel. The correct emotion will attract the correct motion. Will attract the correct action. Hallelujah. What is my counsel today? Two, for the sake of time. Number one, the Holy Spirit is a major channel of joy, so you must determine to flow in the Spirit. It's a major channel of joy. That is why the service was called Holy Ghost service. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Romans chapter 14 and in verse 17. The Bible said that for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Leketeke bagarakataka shakota kalaba. Flowing in the Holy Spirit is flowing in joy. No wonder Smith Wigglesworth again said, it is a luxury to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is a luxury to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Flowing the Spirit abundantly Pray in the Spirit abundantly. Because it is not just a language of prayer, it's a tonic for joy. It's a tonic for joy. Leketekeke babaragada galagayadash. Sing in the Spirit. You are drinking antidepressant. There is a group of drugs that is called monoamine oxidase inhibitor. So there are pharmacists and doctors here this morning. MAO inhibitors. Those antidepressants. I think imipramine and some of those group of drugs should fall there. This Holy Ghost, tonguing, worshiping the Spirit, it's a spiritual monoamine oxidase inhibitor. It's a spiritual antidepressant. The man Smith Wigglesworth, they said he was sharply dressed all the time. And also smiling all the time. And what was his secret? He would pray in tongues for 30 minutes. Study the Bible for 30 minutes. Pray in tongues and just continue endlessly. Endlessly. Today I speak, I prophesy to somebody. Everything that is a trace of depression in your life, I command it broken right now. I said it is broken now. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Vibrancy in the Holy Ghost. Don't wait until you feel like praying. Pray until the feeling joins the prayer. you don't follow feeling and you succeed in life. Those who follow feeling end in failure. You don't feel like going to work, you didn't go to work. They will give you a sack later and you will understand that your feelings are non-reliable. Unreliable. You don't follow feelings. You end in failure. There was a time in my life where I will put some things everywhere. Something like, wake up praying. So when I go to the bathroom and I see the mirror, the instruction is on the mirror. The moment my eye hit it, jagalabagara patokosha. Or just blasting tongues. I just stick it everywhere. Just to remind me what I should be doing now. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence, and the violence taketh it by force. There are things you have to force to happen. Wake up blasting in tongues. I don't know why I've been talking about the Wiggles was. All this one. I heard that he doesn't roll down from the bed the way people wake up from the bed normally like this. He jumps out of the bed. He just violently, aggressively step out of the bed and just step on the feet, blasting in tongues. That is morning parade. No wonder God used him to raise so many dead people. Am I communicating at all? If you wait for this world to give you joy, you die of depression. If you wait for this world, if you wait for friends, for climate, for the events of society to make you happy, you die of depression. Everything is conspiring to keep you down. You must determine to keep them off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everything is conspiring to keep you down. You must determine to clear them off. Take your seat. And then the second is very, very critical. The Holy Ghost is the major channel of joy, determined to flow in the Spirit. Number two, the past is the enemy of joy. So you must release the past. The past. Past what? Past failures. Past errors. Past disappointments. Paul the Apostle said, I forget the things that are behind, and I reach forth to the things that are ahead. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Past failures, past errors. Don't kill yourself because you went wrong. You live very recklessly as an unbeliever, you are not a Christian. If any man is in Christ, Jesus is a new creature. All things are passed away and all things are become new. It doesn't matter how you lived yesterday. Let yesterday pass with the past. You were disappointed. They said they will give you a job. Don't die with it. Listen to two things I will say. It is not wisdom to lament what you can't amend. It is not wisdom to lament what you can't amend. Don't die with spilt milk. It cannot be gathered back. Second, what lies behind is history. And what lies ahead is destiny. But that's not the point, because that is a fact. This is the point. The pains of history must never be allowed to swallow up the joys of destiny. The pains of yesterday must never be allowed to swallow up the coming joys of tomorrow. For the past of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Better days are ahead and worse days are behind. It's a new day for you. The person said he won't marry you. Don't die with it. Don't lock your heart to that past. Otherwise, you are deprived of the future. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. For as long as there is still breath in your nostrils, irrespective of what happened yesterday, praise the Lord. And as you praise the Lord, it will change the situation and change your story and give you a destination and make the devil regret everything he did against you. Shout the loudest amen. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. If Joseph was thinking about his past, he wouldn't have given joy to the butler and interpreted his dream. And if that did not happen, he would have roasted in the Egyptian prison. If he sat down and said, look at me here. My 11 brothers are now at home enjoying their lives. My only offense is that I dreamt a dream. Well, Father, what is this life all about, Chef? Just let me go. and dropped his head. For where? He disconnected from that terrible past and was bouncing with energy. Young man, why are you not smiling now? If I tell you my story, you'll be smiling. My case is worse than yours. They almost killed me. They put me in a pit. See where I am today. Just calm down, relax. He was bouncing and bouncing. And that bouncing changed his story. Don't let yesterday cage you. Otherwise, tomorrow will have no place for you. There is nobody who did not have a terrible history. Painful things people pass through. If I tell you my own, maybe the day will come, I'll tell you mine. I'm just waiting for the appropriate time to say one or two things. This person you are seeing now has once hawked kerosene in the place where we're hawked on the road. Not for fact of, not that you didn't come out of a buoyant home or something, but condition at the time necessitated going on the road. I am not there. I've trekked distances. I know what is called rejection. I know what it means to be out of touch with your major source of educational sponsor for 4 or 5 years in the university without returning back nowhere to ask for money. Being sustained just by God. I know what it means for people to look at you and say this type of people can amount to nothing. I know what it means where people look at you and they have concluded that you are going nowhere. I know what it means where people deliberately worked against your progress. They walk it to a point where it is assumed that you can be nothing. Until God turned the tables. I'm not telling you history. I am telling you reality. More about that. Every time there is a rejection, there is an unction. There is always distinction for rejection. Is God speaking to somebody here? The conspiracy, when I know what conspiracy is all about. From childhood. But I see somebody here today. Where you are coming from is not where you belong. That is not where you belong. Your history does not define you. Your maker defines you. What people feel about you does not define you. What Jehovah says about you defines you. Lift up your hands.
I would have been forever lost. Dead for your love. Would I be forever lost? Dead for your grace. Would I be forever lost? Dead for your love. Would I be forever lost? Dead for your grace.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you. nothing you know. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. I can't pay you. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give. I can't pay you.
Setbacks from the past. Every smear on your life that is part of your history, that is still trying to smear your life and your destiny, I see God wiping and cleaning and washing. Lift up your hands everywhere you are now and just appreciate Him for His word and begin to release everything that is an issue of your past. An issue from the past. Everything that has tried to hold you down. Everything that has tried to keep you back. Everything that is trying to steal your joy from your history, from your past. Lord, this morning I am letting go. I am letting go of the failure from yesterday. I'm letting go of the error. I am letting go of the disappointment. I am letting go. I know there is a new day for me, a new beginning for me, new opportunity for me. I am letting go. 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 Mahashato Badagalayala.
Nothing I can do that makes any sense. I can't do. There's nothing I can do that makes any sense. I can't bear you, Lord. I can't bear you, Lord. There's nothing I can do that makes any sense.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. In this session of prayer, I'll ask people who need to hand over their lives to Jesus to step forward towards this altar. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? You want today to mark a new day for you? I would like you to step forward here because I want us to pray and ask the Holy Ghost to renew our joy today and to trigger joy in our hearts today and to let every trace of depression and every trace of all these things leave our lives today. Quickly step forward here and let's pray. Step forward here. Step forward here. And hand over your life to Jesus. Make your way right to Jesus. Have your sins forgiven. Let today mark a new day for you. Let Jesus save you and change you. Maybe you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've given your life to Christ before, but you want to do it again. Quickly come forward here and let us pray for you. Maybe you are bound by an addiction. Bound by an addiction. Bound by an addiction. Bound by an addiction. One addiction or the other in your life. Quickly come forward here.
Nothing I can do that makes any sense.
Lift up your hands. It doesn't matter what you have been through. I hawked kerosene. My brother hawked bread on the road.
Any sense. I give you my praise.
Rejection. Experience what it means not to know what will be the source. You are just trusting God for where the next money will come. All of you on your knees, you are still come forward. Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I receive forgiveness for my sins today. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. I receive the help to live for you and to serve you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you
Help from above is released upon you. Mercy from above is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Stand upon your feet. And every one of us, lift up your two hands. Would you like God to carry you and carry your body? Lift your hands. Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Please carry me. Carry me, Lord. Lift your hands, sir.
Carry me, Lord.
Baba, pick me up. Oh, God.
Lift your hands and speak up.
Jesus, pick me up.
Speak to God. Mahashaka, da, 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 da.
The status quo. Jesus, pick me up. Carry me, Lord. Baba.
Bye. Lift up your hands everywhere you are right now. At the count of seven, you are going to lay the hands on your head and scream, I receive. I am trusting the Lord for a fresh release of the Holy Spirit. A fresh release of the Holy Spirit. A fresh release of the Holy Spirit. The tonic of joy, the tap of joy, be let loose out of you. Be let loose. The Bible said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. This is spake of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe in him shall receive. You will lift up your hands everywhere you are, and at the count of seven, you will place it on your head. And I declare the demons of depression release. The demons of depression. The demons of depression, the demons of desolation, I declare them released. Leparata seka badayala hashata, leperete seka dabayala hashata. Lift your hands high, Father. Let your fire flow. Let the Spirit of God come upon your children. And when you scream, I receive. Then you begin to blast in tongues. And anything is possible here. You begin to blast in tongues. And anything is possible here. Father, let your power. Father, let your fire. Father, let your glory. Let your grace. Let the flow of the Spirit happen right now. At the count of seven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I receive. Receive. Receive, 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 receive the touch of God, receive the hand of God, receive the influence of the Holy Spirit. Receive, 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 receive the help, receive the mercy, receive grace. Mana ya 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 ya, mana ya 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 ya, ya 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 ya. Receive, receive. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the Spirit for 1 minute more. Pray in the Spirit. Managalaya Gabalaya. Mataya Gabalaya. Lara Tasa Dela. Leka Rana Nagazalaya. Le parana gagazalala, le parana gagazayoda gagalala, le perete si kalana malalala. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.